Go.
Somehow I don't think we shall have long to wait.
Why? What did you write on that card?
I wrote, shall it be the police then? They ought to pass us in, I fancy.
I say, that's a bit strong, isn't it?
In this situation, strong measures are called for. Ah, this looks rather more promising.
Senora Klein will see you now. This way, if you please. Please be seated, gentlemen. The Signora will be with you in a moment.
Good Lord! Oriental carpets, exotic perfumes, hanging draperies. It's like something out of the Arabian Nights. The lamps are so heavily shaded. The place is full of shadows.
At a certain time of life, even the proudest beauty finds the half-light comforting.
Not so loud. Ah, I thought so. Good evening, Signora.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes? What is the meaning of this intrusion, this insulting message?
Allow me to introduce Dr. Watson and my advisor, Mr. Gable, who will know the best way to proceed in this matter.
Please, explain yourself.
Surely it needs no explanation. I've every respect for your intelligence, madam, though I have to say that your intelligence has been rather less than perfect of late.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you assume that your hired villains would frighten me from my work, though in fact it was your over-anxiety that led me to examine the case.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What have I to do with any hired villains?
Alas, it seems I've overrated your intelligence. Good day, madam.
Stop. Where are you going?
To Scotland Yard. Come, my friend.
Wait. Sit down, please, and let us talk. I feel I may be frank with you, Mr. Holmes. Already I sense that I can treat you as a friend.
I cannot promise to return the compliment. However, I'm ready to listen to what you have to say and then decide what's to be done.
No doubt it was foolish of me to threaten a brave man like yourself.
What was really foolish, madam, was to place yourself in the power of a band of thugs who will probably blackmail you and will certainly betray you sooner or later.
Oh, no. Now you are underrating me. I am not so simple. Since I am being frank, I may say that no one except Stockdale and his wife, Susan, have the least idea who I am. As to them, well, it is not the first time that we have done business together.
I see. You've tested them before.
They are good hounds. They run silently.
Such hounds are a way of biting the hand that feeds them. And the police are already on their trail. They'll be arrested for burglary.
They will take what is coming to them. That is what they are paid for. I shall not be involved in this matter.
Unless I bring you into it.
Oh, you would never do that. I tell you this in confidence, and you are a gentleman.
Sir, I swear to be on those terms. In the first place, you must return the manuscript. You have it here, of course.
Yes, it is here, inside that bronze coffer beside the hearth.
Watson, would you be so good?
Certainly. Is there a key?
It is not locked.
There is nothing here but a mass of burnt paper, illegible scraps and blackened ash.
You've been playing with fire, madam. And that seals your fate.
Though I'm sure you will not be so hard on me. Shall I tell you the whole story?
I imagine I could probably tell it to you.
Oh. But you must see it from my point of view, the point of view of a woman about to be ruined. Can you blame me if I choose to protect myself?
Yes, if the original sin were yours.
Oh, I admit it. Douglas was a darling boy, but he could not fit into my plans. He wanted marriage. Marriage, Mr. Holmes. In his infatuation, he actually imagined that I might tie myself to a penniless commoner. It was unthinkable. And I had to make him realize that.
By hiring ruffians to beat him right under the windows of your palazzo in Rome?
You do indeed seem to know everything. Well, it's true. But I had to watch. I had to make certain that my orders were carried out. I'm afraid Stockdale's friends were a little rough with Douglas, but it was the only way to end it. And even after that, he would not leave me in peace. What did he do? He wrote a disgusting book, giving his account of the story. I was the wolf. He was the lamb. Of course it was under different names, but everyone in London would have recognized me. What do you say to that, Mr. Holmes?
I would say that he was within his rights.
Oh, but he may...